So in today's video, we're going to talk about idols and why they're good. Not really why they're good, why they're bad. We're going to talk about bad idols. Bad idols. There's not the only good idol is God, Jesus, and stuff. What's up, everybody? This is Josh from Practical Theism. When someone typically thinks of idols, I think that we often have this idea in our head of statues that people are bowing down to. Kind of like Indiana Jones 2, you know? Red lava and a dude with a big headdress where everyone is bowing down to this massive stone face. Kalima! But what I think scripture sheds light on here is that idols are anything that is usurping the position of God. Scripture uses explicit commands, such as in 1 John 5:21, stating, quote, "Little children, guard yourself from idols," end quote, in the Greek, eidolon. Why is the topic of idols so important and so near to Christianity? Because idols are precisely the problem with the human condition. Since the beginning of time, we have valued the goods of this world more than the summum bonum, or ultimate good. We value the creation over the creator. You know what I'm talking about, guys. Like, walking down the beach, all the ladies in their bikinis, you know it, guys. I am sure your first thought isn't, "Good Lord, praise Jesus, you are the creator of all. I bow down to you and worship to you." No, you may throw a thanks up. Yeah, thanks Jesus for everything going on here. But we do this all the time. Idols are bad because they throw our life out of balance. The life of one who is living for God with the end in mind, the supreme good in mind, has the divine ability to balance everything in life. I heard an analogy years ago of what life is like in this world. It's a lot like juggling. We have all of these things that we are trying to juggle on our plate every day, from school to work to relationships, eating, working out, faith. Now, I don't know how many of you have ever tried juggling, but it's hard. It's really hard, especially if you've never done it before. One of the most common mistakes that new jugglers make is they try and focus on the ball that is in the air so they can actually catch it. I mean, smart, right? You focus on the ball and you catch it. But you see, what happens is while they are focusing on that one ball in the air, they lose sight of all the other balls they are juggling. Just like when we focus all of our attention on one thing in life, we lose focus on all the other things. You no longer can juggle effectively. The secret to juggling is focusing on what they call the apex. It's a point that rests at the top of the arc where the balls pass through. When you place all of your focus and attention there, you are able to juggle and balance every move. The apex of the Christian life is Jesus. When He is the center and all of our focus is always guided to Him, our life becomes balanced. We need to, quote, "run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith." Everything in our spiritual life, while good in its own right, should be always pointing us to Christ. Anything that is absorbing our attention to the degree that we are not able to properly place attention on the Creator to spend time with God, very likely might be an idol in our life. And that is something that we need to eradicate. When the Israelites worshipped the golden calf in Exodus 32, God was most concerned with the worship of Himself. Not because He needed it, but because we did. God is concerned with right worship. He always has been. Because when we are rightly ordered, our life remarkably falls into balance, and we are freed up from the bonds of slavery to the things of this world to live life the way we were always intended to live it. And it starts with focus on God at the center. And if you haven't already, hit that like button, pound that subscribe button so you can get more of this awesome content. From all of us here at Practical Theism, we'll catch you next time.